Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around. Am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hey, love. I am so excited to talk to you today. I had this sort of epiphany moment recently as I was working on my affirmations for the new year. Remember in episode number 19 titled, "Who Do You Want to Be? If you know who you are, you'll always know what to do," where I walked you through the steps to creating the person we each want to be? Well, I realized that I haven't had a system in place to reflect on that regularly since doing that episode. So I decided to look back at what I wrote for who I want to be and created affirmations affirming those things to recite each day. Because if we are really serious about working towards becoming that person this year, we need the constant reminder every single day. Am I right? Well, in episode 25 titled, "Are You Ready to Stop Settling So You Can Start Living the Life of Your Dreams in 2021? I shared why I think using Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning Ritual to start each day can have a profound effect on your year because it will allow you to finally have time to focus on better understanding and implementing God's purpose for your life. Well, you might remember one of the steps in Hal's Savers practice is affirmations. In order to save time in that episode, I wasn't able to expand on the affirmation section as much as I would have liked, so I wanted to devote an entire episode because I truly think this is such a powerful tool. In fact, even today, we won't be able to fully unpack all there is to know on the topic, but I think you'll definitely have a much better understanding and will be able to see how valuable this could be for you too. Now, I am the first to admit I haven't always made the affirmations portion a daily habit, but this year, I just really feel God encouraging me to incorporate it back into my day. And I encourage you, love, to just spend some time in prayer after listening to this episode and just ask God for direction as you start to come up with your own affirmations. I have this overwhelming feeling that He is going to create so many miracles in our lives this year, but we must first ask, then commit to the process of reading them every day, and then have faith. Am I right? Well, I truly believe once He sees us working towards being the person He has called us to be, He will bless us. As it says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So here is Hal's basic formula for creating your affirmations. I am committed to maintaining unwavering faith that I will blank. And I will put forth extraordinary effort until I do, no matter what. There is no other option. To get your juices flowing, I'll share with you a couple of examples of who I want to be and then the affirmation I created for each. Number one, who? First and foremost, I want to live in such a way that demonstrates how important my faith is and that God is number one in my life. I base all of my decisions around doing things that bring Him honor and glory. Affirmation. I am committed to maintaining unwavering faith that I will put all of my trust in God and fully surrender to Him. And I will put forth extraordinary effort until I do, no matter what. There is no other option. Now, on this one, I did change the wording a little bit, but this resonates with me greatly. These affirmations are for you, so you might do the same as you're writing out your affirmations. Number two, who? I want to be a loving wife who speaks only uplifting words of encouragement to my husband, someone he loves being around because I bring so much joy to his life. Affirmation. I am committed to maintaining unwavering faith that I will only speak uplifting words of encouragement to Ralph. And I will put forth extraordinary effort until I do, no matter what. There is no other option. This affirmation is really important to me because I feel like last year I got into a really bad habit of complaining a lot. And since I live with Ralph, he was the person I would naturally vent to. But he has enough stress of his own and doesn't need to take on mine. So that's why I want to make a conscious effort to do the opposite of that this year and lift him up, not bring him down. Number three, who? I want to honor the temple God has blessed me with and ask myself before putting anything into my mouth, is this honoring the temple where the Holy Spirit lives? Is this going to improve my quality of life so that I can better serve others? Or is this something that is going to detract from that? Affirmation. I am committed to maintaining unwavering faith that I will honor the temple God has blessed me with by asking myself before putting anything into my mouth, is this going to improve the quality of my life so that I can better serve others? Or is this going to detract from that? And I will put forth extraordinary effort until I do, no matter what, there is no other option. Again, I shortened this up a bit to make it more concise. And here is the last personal example that I'll share. I am committed to maintaining unwavering faith that I will be 120 pounds by March 31st, and I will put forth extraordinary effort until I do, no matter what. There is no other option. Now, this doesn't necessarily come from my who, but I wanted to include it because sometimes it is nice to have a specific deadline you're working towards, and you want your goal to be as specific as possible and not just say something like, I want to lose weight. But I want to emphasize not to get too hung up on the date because sometimes we don't hit our goal in the time frame that we plan. I think it's more important to focus on a process and just staying consistent with the commitments we put in place. It will eventually happen, just maybe not in our timing. But you and I both know that God has a reason and His timing is always perfect. As you're working on your own affirmations, It might take a few edits to get it just right for you. You just want it to really resonate with you and excite you when you read it. If you have any doubt or negative feelings as you read your affirmation, reword it until it does feel right. You don't want to have any resistance to what you're saying. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to CherieHaines.Bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to CherieHaines.Bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. Now, I want to share a powerful testimony with you from someone who implemented Hal's affirmation process to reverse a chronic disease. He recently shared this on his podcast called Achieve Your Goals with Hal Elrod. Just listen to this in her words. October 2018, I was diagnosed with an incurable hereditary lifelong illness that would get better with time but never go away. In my worst of times, I had 4 people on payroll to run my house, plus a home care nurse. I had hired help to cook all meals, make my juices, and even take my kids to and from school. I had taken so many ambulance rides, I had lost count. It was so bad, they knew me at the hospital I preferred. But I knew incredible influences like Rachel Grossman, Sarah Bailey, Hal Elrod that had stage 3 or 4 cancer, so I knew I could beat this too someday. I knew my kids deserved me to be a fully healthy mom, and I would work nonstop until I accomplished it. I continued on with, as Hal Elrod says, unwavering faith and extraordinary effort. Reading and doing the Miracle Morning close to 2 hours a day to change my mind and learn what I wanted to commit to. Got on the right medicine that took 4 months of nonstop determination to get the insurance and doctors on board. Thanks, Mom. Prayers, doctor's visits, organic strict diet, juicing, supplements, doctor's visits, prayers, rinse, and repeat. Let me say, I'm not a doctor. My addition to conventional medicine was just from my nonstop self-studies of nutrition and holistic practices. I kept doing all this for close to a full year straight. Unwavering faith plus extraordinary effort. For 6 to 9 months, I was feeling like nothing was happening. While doctors and everyone reminded me it's incurable. But I kept going and daily reading my one affirmation from the miracle equation. My affirmation stated, I am healthy every day. I am committed to maintaining unwavering faith that I will become 100% healthy, disease-free, and will put forth extraordinary effort until I do, no matter what, there is no other option. I read that affirmation every single day. I used to have multiple affirmations, but right now I just needed to focus 100% on this one thing to get my life and my health back. Yesterday, I got a colonoscopy done and the impossible happened. It is 100% gone. What?
I'm still in disbelief, completely humbled and filled with gratitude. This is a combination of a miracle and a lot of nonstop discipline and hard work with the right thoughts. Let it be known, God is definitely in the miracle business. My life changed so significantly with the miracle morning, but I never thought that would just be the small beginning. Wow. I am forever grateful for the example of discipline and positivity that Hal lives out on a daily basis. Is that not amazing? Our incredible God created our bodies to do such magnificent things. I think we are just scratching the surface of what is possible. Have you noticed there are so many Bible verses referencing your mind and the thoughts we think? Don't you think there is a reason for that? Philippians 4, verse 8, one of my favorites, says, "Whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "As someone thinks within himself, so he is." And the last verse I'll share today comes from 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." I believe God has given us such a precious gift that we haven't been fully embracing. Can you just imagine with me for a moment? What if this does work? And by focusing on what you want for just a few minutes each day, you could achieve everything you wanted in your life. Would that 5 to 10 minutes be worth it? Do you think it was worth it for our friend who reversed an incurable disease? I mean, I get chills when I think about this. This is truly a miracle from God. But again, we must first ask, then commit to the process of reading the affirmation or affirmations every day, and then have faith and fully trust God at His word. Well, I know I gave you quite a bit to think about today, so why don't we go ahead and close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, You are such a magnificent God, and we thank You for creating our bodies and minds so perfectly. Thank You for the gift of our thoughts and our minds, and please help us take captive each one of those thoughts to make it obedient to You and Your purpose for our lives. We are filled with gratitude as we process this amazing gift, and we'll trust in You, Lord, this year as we put into action our affirmations. We love You so very much. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shereehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.